Yoimer Hashem el Moshe, Emor el Akoyin b'nei Aaron, ve'amarta aleihem. So the Mefarshim Shtel is a double lashon, Emor ve'amarta. So Rashi already says, Emor ve'amarta lehazir gedoylim al haktanim. And the Mefarshim Shtel, where does it say here that you're supposed to be mazir the gedoylim on the haktanim? Sach HaKol, he's only speaking to the gedoylim. But the pshat is when you shtel avek and you tell the gedoylim how they're supposed to fear zich. So then the Mela, the Ketanim, see how the Gedolim fears and they learn by example. And that's what it's Lahazir Gedolim al Ketanim. There's a famous Moshel from the Magen Yedubna. When he explains how a person is able to be Mashpi on others, he explains that it's like a Gaviya Sha'ila al Gidoisov. Like if a person fills up a Gaviya of Yayin, if it's past filling point, Mela spills over and it fills up into the little Kaisis that are surrounding it. Memela, after filling yourself up, memela, you're able to be mashpi on others also. Every person in life comes to a stage at that point. You have to decide which quality of wine you're using, how big of a becher, what kind of becher are around the big becher. The concept is the same. That the way a person is mashpi, lahazir gedoylam alaktanim, is durch the amira to the gedoylam alein. The Chasam Sofer says a different shot. What does it mean, emor v'amarta? He says the Ereshta Amir was to tell them that they are Kohanim. Then, V'artaleim, Kohanim have special dinim, Lanefesh, Layitama, all the different halachas. Oh, but the Ereshta Amir is tell them that they're a Kohanim. A Kohen has to know that he's not a regular person. He's a Kohen. That's the Ereshta Amir. Nochtem, you can tell him Pratim. V'atem tiyu mamleches Kohanim, v'nei Torah a Kohanim. The Ereshta Zacha ben Torah has to know before you tell him the details, what he should do, how he should do, when he should do. There is a ben Torah, and that's bechalal. This parsha is all the special dinim of kohanim. Finally, then kohuna gedoyla. It's going up here seder. But the Eretz Tzadik is telling that they're a kohen. It's very interesting. Kohen is gematria 75. So interesting. You know, in teva, the shpitz a person gets to is 7. 7 is the shpitz darga in teva. So here's Omer, 7 by 7. A malach is 8. 8 is l'malach. A kohen is 7.5. A kohen is nista normalimich. There's a koyin. It's in between. Emor, tell them that they're a koyin. But then the kehanim are the ones that are mashpia on the rest of the klal Yisrael, like we explained. Oh, but then the pasuk says lo nefesh lo yitama ba'am of zok techasim soifer. You know, Aaron a koyin is a person that's roid of sholim and oistik and chasodim and running after that. It could be sometimes by drains with certain kind of people. He could daft to become mushpa from them. You have to warn specifically the kehanim, the ones that are roid to be mashpia on others. They know that lenefesh lo yitame ba'om of not to be careful to get mushpa l'ra. The Chofetz Chaim says the same yisoy at the end of the parasha. You have the Dalad Minim, and we know that the Medrash says that the different of the Dalad Minim are discussing different types of members of Klal Yisrael. The Esrog has Reach and Tam. The Esrog represents the Talmud Chochem that has also Midas Toivus. The Esrog is subundan with the other Dalad Minim. And he's mashpi on all four together. Oh, but the Esrog stands alone. After you finish doing the mitzvah, well, after the mitzvah, the other three stay together, but the Esrog stands alone. Yes, he comes and he's mashpi together with them, on them, b'shas ma'isa, but enough them, nish does it. It's the chayre, similar idea. You have afterwards, it talks about the parasha of the mumin. It's an interesting lashon in a pasuk. Da'bar shemo moyshe leimar, da'bar al-aron leimar, ish mizarecha that has a mum lo yikrav. Why? What's the next posit? He called Isha Sher by Mum La Yikra. Mamash, it sounds like a double lotion. Mamash. Isha Sher by Mum La Yikra. He called Isha Sher by Mum. It's a very interesting idea. The Gemara says, in the beginning of Bama Madlikin and Shabbos, in the second parak, the Gemara has a whole shayla about certain kinds of shemen. If it gets mixed up together with good shemen, could you use it for the Hadlok of Neiris? It's a shock of the tie there, but the way the gears is in front of us, it says, he asked him a shayla if you're allowed to, and he said, no, Amale Ein Madlikin. My time up? No, there's a different gear there. Fisha'ein on nidlokin, and there's other pshatim there. But like a lot of the rishayim, the gear there is. They asked them, "Shalik, I light candles with a zazav," and the answer was, "Ein madlikin." My haima, l'fisha'ein madlikin. Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas over there in Shabbos. V'chein Isa, he quotes some other gemaras and gemara needed afsamach. There's a shalik there. Omer le'ein toilin. My haima, mipnei she'ein toilin. Ein koisvin. My haima, gemara get mipnei she'ein koisvin. V'chein, Zok Rabbi Kiveg, he quotes a few other Gemaras. V'chein b'ksuvim, he says, in the Pasuk. Da'amar al-Aaron, ish mizarecha shelo yiyeh v'aymum lo yikra. Why? Ki kol ish ha'sheyeh v'aymum lo yikra. In Hebrew we say, Lama Kacha. The Torah says, Mefrekis Ken Shailas, my time of Alazoi Shtey. The Eivish Dot Gehesen, the Rebbe Dot Gehesen, the Godel Dot Gehesen, my time of Lefi, Dosi Dos, Azoi Shtey in the Pasuk. That's the Musar Haskel that comes from this, from this message. The Maisa states back in the Kehanim that Bali Mumah, then it says about Achilas Truma and Kochim, and then there's a special halacha that if the Kohen is Tomei, he's not allowed to eat the Truma, but then Ubo HaShemesh V'Toher V'Achar Yoichol Men HaKochim Ki Lachmayu. We know that when there's Herav Shemesh, after the Kohen is Toivel, he was ready to tar himself in the mikvah, but he's not able to eat Truma. Only when it's Herav Shemesh, when it becomes Tei Sakichovim. For a certain Kochim, he has to bring the carbon the next day, but for Truma, he's only able to eat Truma after Herav Shemesh. This is the first Mishnah in Brachas, the Bezim and Aleph. Me'emes Akarin HaShema, Mishor She'akehanim Nechnosim Lechol B'Trumosim, by Tei Sakichovim. It's a remes for Tei Sakichovim. It's not Stam. You can look at this two ways. On one hand, the Pshat is, because when it becomes Tei Sakichovim, Tei Sakichovim is a new day. That's the way the Eivishter wants the cycle of the world. There's a new day, there's a new night. Tzei Sakechovim is heralds in a new day. You could say there's two ways. One is, what exactly happened? This Kohen at 3 in the afternoon already was very toivel. He was toivel in the mikvah, our boy saw. He was mitar himself. It's now 3 o'clock. He's twiddling his thumbs, he's learning, whatever he's doing. He can't eat shrumi. Come Tzei Sakechovim, he can eat shrumi. What happened? A new day. It's a new day. That's what's matarim. It became a new day. And that's why we say Kriyishma. You know, it's not a coincidence. This is pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, when is the time to say Kriyishma? It gives a remez. The same time that the Kehanim eat Shuma. Stana, hey, attempts to the teacher. Don't milsa, the Gemara says it back. Milsa, the Gemara, the Kamashmalon, that you're in the Herif Shemesh. Oh, but it's correlated. Why do we say Kriyishma? Because you have to be Mekabal Olam HaShemayim. How often? Every hour, once a day, once a week, when? When it heralds in a new day, it's a new night, it's a new era, it's a new time, a new tkufa, a new zman, a new seder, you have to make another Krishna. It's bad bevad, the nakuda that the Kohen gets his tara to eat the truma by Tzei Sakechovim. And the reason why it's warranted, nochamal, nochamal, ol mal chashamayim, it goes to Zaman. The Magen Avraham brings an Eurechayim, Simon Aleph, Sif Cotton Aleph, the Erishta Aloch and Shulchan Aruch, he brings from the Shloh. Toiv lechaber ben yoim v'layla b'tayru v'tfil, a person's supposed to be mechaber between yoim and layla. When it becomes tzeis, and in the morning, by Alisa Shachar, someone else is like, to be mechaber with Torah and Tefillah. It's a bezundere inyan. Because it's heralding a new time. Memele had to be mechaber on Malta Shemaim. Memele, he could eat Truma. Something happened. He was ready to table 3 hours ago, but now he could eat Truma. Alternatively, someone once told me the Pshat is punk fakert. Ibalti says Kriyashman is mechaber on himself, on Malta Shemaim. Now he's ready to eat the Truma. It's a chiddush. That he becomes Lila and Makabal and he eats the Truma and now he can eat it. But the Emes is, it's not Pasha, because the Emes Toysus over there asks in Brochas that base. It says, the Mishnah says, Mishasha Kehanim Nechnasim. The Gemara brings a similar Yabraisa, Mishasha Ha'oni Nechnas Lechel Pitoy. Acha Oimed Misudasai. So Toysus asks over there, when is the Oni going to say Kriyashma? You're telling me that this man of Kriyashma for the Oni is Mishasha Nechnas Lechel Sudasai. So Oni, who from us are a Kriyashma? Especially there, the man, the Yomer, the Bryce holds that the end of Zman Kriyashma is not the Chatzois Laila, it's Mishosha Oymed Misudosni. So when is the Oni going to be saving the Kriyashma? So Tosis says, while his wife is preparing it, he'll say Kriyashma. Master Marsha already over the shtels. Why are you only shtelling on the Oni? What happened to the Kohen? Ask the Kohen also, when is the Kohen going to say Kriyashma? So there's all kind of tires, but there's a very interesting pshat from the Haflaw. The Haflaw says that the Emes, a Kohen, could have been eating already. An Oni doesn't have anything else to eat. The one thing that he's eating is this Suda. And you're telling me he's allowed to say Kriyashma when it comes to time for the Suda. So the Kasha, so when is he saying Kriyashma? Or but the Kohen could be already earlier, before this man was eating a Suda of Chulin. He's already Tahar, he could eat Chulin, he could eat Maisris. He was already in the middle of his Suda. And the din is, if it's Hischel Beheter, he's allowed to continue, he doesn't have to say Kriyashma yet. No, and in the middle of his Suda, now it's Tzei Sakechovim, he could go eat the Truma. And he doesn't, the Kasha was, how could he Lachmo Chuyim and Kriyashma? No, it was his chosudasai of chulin beheter, and then he'll continue on into the suda and eat the truma. This is obviously going not according to the knech that we said that the nekuda of the heter of the chilish truma was the kabbalah of malchus shemayim. It was the etzim fact, the mitzias that it's a new zman, he's able to eat the truma. There was once a story of a Yid, Rahman al-Itzlan,
He ate chometz on Pesach b'shoigeg, a terrible maisa, and he went to the Shoyul Meshav, one of the gedolim in his times, and he asked him what he should do as eitzah for a tshuva, for a kapora, the shrek l'chazach. So the Shoyul Meshav told him that he should go into the Belzer Rebbe, the Rabbi Socha Doif, and ask him what he should do as a kapora. So the Belzer Rebbe told him he should go to Gos. He says, why? He says, because in the parsha by chometz, in parsha's boy, when it says about eating truma, it says v'nichrasa. And in the prop of the Torah, when it says v'nichrasa, it says a gershayim v'nichrasa. Oh, yeah, I didn't say it right, but yeah, gershayim. So it's an Indian to go into Gos. And Kachrabi told the Yid to go into Gos. The Yid came back to the Baal Shoyul Meshav and he asked, and told him, the Belzer Rebbe told me I should go into Gos. He said, why? Because v'nichrasa with a gershayim. So the Shoyul Meshav said, he says, it was after Pesach. It was Parshas Emor. It's in Parshas Emor also. It says a guy Isha sheyakdish bnei Yisrael v'kadoshim asher yakdishu bnei Yisrael v'tamosi olav. Guy goes into the Beis Hamikdash tami v'nichrasa. Stay nichrasa with a gershayim. What's that? Pesach is medayik by chometz. So they went back. The guy went back to the Belzer Rebbe. What it says v'nichrasa here also? What's the spiel? He said cooking Rashi. He said, what's the ma'isa? You look at Rashi over here. Rashi over here by v'nichrasa. Rashi says, "Yochel mitzad zeh litzad zeh, yikoros mimkoymoi v'yisyashiv v'mokem acher." Tell me, boy, no, ani Hashem homo. Over here by the v'nichrasa, Rashi b'mon. It's a mainish galus. Do Rashi says, "In Parshas boy, about this main galus, not the emphit kalachiyaz, it's the Harashi." Rashi says, "Over here is mainish galus, godless." You have the hemshcha parsha, the parsha of the moyadim. Before the parsha, the Moedim starts. It starts off with Shor Rekesev Ayez Ki Yivoleid, and the Emes says that's what we lane on the Moed on Yom Tov. That's where the Kriyas HaTorah starts, and it's called Parshas HaMoedim. As a matter of fact, there's a Rashbam in Baba Basra, the Kuf Chof Aleph. The Rashbam quotes a pasuk over about Shor Rekesev, and he says Kedi Isa BeParshas HaMoedis Shor Rekesev Ayez. He calls it Parshas HaMoedis, and Taka we lane it. What's the Shaychus? So the emes is at the beginning of the parsha Samoyedis, the pasuk starts off Eilu Moyed Hashem Sheishes Yomim Tasa Malachlocha Malat Tasa Malachlocha. The Sheishes starts with Shabbos, and the emes is Shabbos is not a Moyed. Shabbos is fundamentally different than a Moyed. The Moyedim Atoli in the Kviyas of Bezbin is Kivei of Chodesh, and the Moyedim Shabbos is Kivei the Kainik. There are many chalukim between Shabbos and Moyed. The Meshech Chochma talks about an interesting idea. He said that Shabbos is Ben Odom Leboyroi. Moyed is ben odom lechaveiroi. Moyed you can also cook. Moyed you can carry and go from one person to the other person. Moyed is more of a time for the interaction of ben odom lechaveiroi. Shabbos is more ben odom lemokim. There's a whole shtel on that. What's the shaykhus to the moyedim? So others say other of them. First of all, you should know the Shabbos. And separately, here's the moyedim. But if you learn that Shabbos is meshach shaykhus to the moyedim, what's the nechud of Shabbos? The Nakud of Shabbos is the 7 days of the Bria, and that's the connection to Shorei Kesev Ayez. Because what does it say over there also? That a Shorei Kesev Ayez Ki Yivoleid, you shouldn't be makrib until Yom HaShmini. What's the Nakuda? So the Rishoyim say, because it's Ibra Shabbos. Okay, you'll ask me if the baby's Bahem is born on Thursday. It's Gedish, it's a loy plug. But the Gedder is because it's a Ribra Shabbos. Something that's a Ribra Shabbos has a Bazundur Amayla. It's brought down, I don't know if we pass it like this, but it's brought down in the Mavzovich. We know that Halach and Hilchas Brochus. In Birchas Hanenin, there's a Seder in Brochus. Hamoitis before Mezoinis, Hagofen, Maga Eish, Mezoinis, Hadoma, Eish. There's different Gedarim. Choviv, Sholei, Shivasminim. There's all kind of Kaivea which has Kedima in Brochus. The Mavzovich brings that something that's a Ribra Shabbos has a Kedima. Right? I don't know how sharp. A pretzel, a mezoidus pretzel that went through Shabbos comes kedima to something that Yamamish made after Shabbos, the chvesis. But maybe it's only by Shavuos, but where does this factor come in? But there's also a kaveya from Ibra Shabbos. It's a bazundur amayla, Ibra Shabbos. The pasuk says, like we said, Sheishas Yomim Tiosim Malach over Yamashvi Shabbos Shabbosim. Very interesting. The Gros says, the Gros says that Sheishes Yomim Tiosim Malacha Uvayim Hashvi Shabbos is going on the Mayadim. Kula going on the Mayadim. Sheishes Yomim, 6 days of Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Pesach, first and last, and Shavuos, those are 6 days of Yom Tov. Te'asa malacha, you're allowed to do malacha v'ochel nefesh. Uvayayim ha-shvi, but on the seventh day, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Mikra Kodesh, Yom Kippur doesn't have the heter of malacha v'ochel nefesh. That's how he reads into the pasuk Sheishas Yomim, and the Vayayim ha-shvi. Very interesting, Nakuda from the Gros. So I saw based on this a fascinating chiddush. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Mem Test that there are 39 malachas, and the Gemara says the reason there are 39 Lama Test malachas. The Gemara says many pshatim, but one of the pshatim the Gemara says is because it says the word malach in the Torah 39 times. Adka Dekak, the Gemara is medaktik, and the Gemara says it says it 40 times. So the Gemara says no, there's one place that doesn't count. We're not sure. Either it's Vayyovi Habaisa Lasis Malachtoi, Vayyosef Atzadik. It says Vayyovi Habaisa Lasis Malachtoi. It's a shalaf over there, it means malacha. And also by the parsha of the Mishkan, in parsha's Vayakel, it says Vahamalacha Hoysa Dayim Vahoysa. So the Gemara says one of those two doesn't count, and that's how you get Gunoi to 39, it's not 40. Then it says there's a Tana, in Megillah Storm, the Gemara brings in Shabbos that there's a Tana that holds that there's one of the 39 malachas doesn't get Skila. Could be he holds only 38, because he holds both of these malachas in house. That's a Zagi Chapsha. He holds both of these. But the Gemara is Mamash Chedvani, which words of Malach? The Pela HaGadol is the Taisis Yontav asks, and the Penishu and the Achroinim ask, you count through the Torah, it says Etlucha 60, 70 times it says the word Malach. So it's Mamash Avunder, which the Shaykh is, how do you Cheshvan? The Taisis Yontav starts making Cheshvanis. Whenever it says the word Loi, then it doesn't count, only when it says it abstractly, all kind of Cheshvanis, how you get to the 39 Malachs. I saw Pshat, very Bechidish, that it doesn't count the ones when it's talking about Yom Tov, only when it's talking about Shabbos in reference to Shabbos. Whenever it says Malacha Malachta in reference to Yom Tov, that doesn't go into the Cheshbon. And if you work it out then, including these two that the Gemara brought in, it works out perfectly exactly to 40, not 39. Oh, but like this going, it's Gevaldik, because this one is also talking about Yom Tov. Sheishas Yomim Te'asa Malacha. Uvayayim HaShvi Shabbos Shabbosah is talking about Yom Tov. It works out glove fit, the Cheshbon, to work out the cheshbon of the lamed tes malachas. Now it says Eilehei moyadoi Hashem. The emes, the shalish regalim, the Torah brings down in even tough yud zayin in hilchis rosh chodesh that the shalish regalim are keneged the avos Avram Avinu is keneged Pesach Lushi vasi ugois. Yitzchak is connected to the Akedah by Matan Torah. He was the Seh, Lo'ilo. And Yaakov is Vayivan Lo'ibayis, Ulimikneu, Osa Sukkos. The Torah then continues that the MS, every one of the Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be a Regel, was supposed to be a Moyed. And it's connected to Yud Beishvatim, and there's a lot in the Sforum about how exactly the Yud Beishvatim correspond to various Chadoshim. Different Chadoshim get various, I've seen in Sforum, different Chadoshim get connected to various Chadoshim, to different Shvatim, it's very confusing. Somehow Yosef finds himself come out in every Chodesh, I don't know how that works. But basically there's supposed to be a system. It could be that the two others is Menashe and Ephraim. It's a whole Shaila, but the tour that the Yud Beis Chodesh can have Yud Beis Shvatim. But there's a remez because it says over here, Eilu Moya De Hashem, the truth is that really the Rosh Chodesh were also supposed to be Mamash Regolim. Not because of Chet HaEgel was taken away, because of Eilu Elohecha Yisrael. So they were left only with Eila Moyadei Hashem, and the Rosh Chodesh weren't considered into the Regolim. This Karbonis, Rosh Chodesh has the same Karbonis that Pesach does. Par, Ba'ayel, the Shiva Kvosim, Sir Lechatos. Mitzad the Karbonis, it's a Gansa Seder Advarim of Karbonis of Amoyed. But it didn't have Isra Malacha. Nothing were not Nichshav by the Chet Egel, and it's brought down Malacha. They have an Isra Malacha of some sort in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. It's Meshach Shaychi to this, that the Eila Moyadei Hashem was Keneged, the Eila Al Tikrei, the Eila Eila Hefing Swam. Now the pasuk says, "Eilu moyadei Hashem asher tikru oisam b'moyadim." Chazal darshan al tikri oisam ela atem, atem afilu shoygigin, atem afilu mezidin, atem bezdin is the one that's kiveya the chadoshim, and in klaishon that's always how it was that bezdin was kiveya the chodesh, and the chodesh is not only kiveya the rosh chodesh, it's kiveya the moyadim. When Pesach is, when it's tetzvav nisan, and if you eat chametz it's karis, or if it's only yudalit nisan, it's holy. Whether when do we kiveya the chodesh, and it's atem al tikru oisam ela atem. And Atam is also the same letters as Emes, because that's the Emes. Torah Leib Shemayimi, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, and they were the ones that shtel avek the Moyadim. Nowadays we have a Luach that was shtel avek. Kiddush HaChodesh was shtel avek hundreds of years in advance. to be kavua al yedei aluach. But be'emes in the times of the Gemara, it was a matziv that they were makadosh al pi re'iyah. So there's a shaila in the times where the makadosh al pi re'iyah. What if the shluchei bezdin showed up in middle of Yom Tov Sheni? Then they also did Yom Tov Sheni, but it was emissary Yom Tov Sheni. They didn't know. So the shluchei bezdin shows up. Do they stop if they're ready in middle of Yom Tov Sheni? So the Rabbi Chanan in Beitza talks about this, and he shtels too. It's a very big chiddush, but he shtels too. The Gemara says that in a time if they were mesakin at soim, and they said that there has to be a certain fast day for Gshomim or for a certain Sora, and then it was Nisbatel the Siva for the Tzoyim, it's before in the Gemara that if it's already after Chatzois, they're Mashlim, if it's before Chatzois, not. And Rabbi Chana wants to shtel so similar to Gabi, the idea of finding out if it's Yom Tich. Now this was Pashtas Negei, it was Macha Kitchwa Piri'iyah, if the Shliach Bezdin showed up in the middle of Yom Tich. But the Emzai found that it could be Negeiah in a few different Eifanim. First of all, there was a shayla that happened, in the 1940s, in the late 1940s. A boat came with people from the Holocaust. They were coming from Europe, and the boat docked in Haifa on Yom Tov Sheni, Pesach, Yom Tov Sheni. In the morning they said Hallel. Not Yom Tzomis. Pesach, Cholomoy Pesach, yeah? So they said Hallel. But now they docked, and the shayla is they should say Mincha, Vachadik Mincha. Vachadik Mincha. Or is it still Yom Tov? Like the Rabbi Chanan, it's totally in Chatzos. The emes is, there's a misconception, there's some day or 2 days Yom Tov, and there's some people that get a psak to keep a day and a half, which of course means that they don't do malacha l'chumrah, even though they fear like a weekday with tefillin. But there was someone that was told by his rav to keep a day and a half, and his rav met him on the bus on the second day of Yom Tov, and he asked him, "What's my high? I told you to keep a day and a half." He says, "Yeah, it's after Chatzos," which is of course a mistake, because that's not what a day and a half means. When the poskim say a day and a half, they mean to issa malacha the whole day. But the emes is, I found that there's another case. There's a shayla I heard. Let's say a person decides he wants to live in Eretz Yisrael. There's various shittas in the poskim when it's considered that you're considered a ben Eretz Yisrael. But like some of the poskim, it's totally in your mindset if you're planning to live here. There was a maisa once with one of the gedolim, but the chayta, he was a bocher. He asked the chazanish. So the chazanish was asking him, "So would you live here in this?" And he was asking him the difference between this, and he said azoy and azoy. And he says, "Oy bazoy, ma chavdol yet." It was the middle of the second day. He says, "Oy bazoy, ma chavdol." I don't know when that story happened. Could be it was before Chatzos, because like Rabbi Chanan. Now you have to realize, if the bocher was being megala and telling him, "No, this was my das until now," then about even after Chatzos he makes avdol. What says he was living in a mistake? It wasn't yontif. I'm talking about someone who consciously makes the decision now. There's a chida that I heard from Rav Zilberstein. When do you have a person that says Leilonu in Hallel and he doesn't say Ahavti? If by Hashem Zecharonu he was machlet that he wants to live in Eretz Yisrael. But machlet, not that he realized that he didn't know the halacha was, that his mind's attack changed. I don't know what he's doing in the middle of Hallel, but that's when he was machlet. They say Rabbi Avad Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he was once asking a certain bacher, again, he was questioning him, should he keep 2 days? This, he said, would you live it? So he said, would you listen to Shidduchim here? He said, no. He said, what if they were matzi you my daughter for Shidduchim? He said, still no. He says, I was like, stamazi bispatim amit. You have all the mayadim over here, and the emes says you have also sukkahs. That is a very interesting Torah's koyanim. In the Seder Advarim of the Moyadin, it says Sukkis, and by Sukkis first it says about the Dalad Minim, and after it says the entire story of the Dalad Minim, and it even finishes, it says Eva Moyadei Hashem, it wraps it up. Then it says about the Dalad Minim, and then it says about the Sukkis, and it says by Sukkis Teish V'Shivas Yomim. We don't pass them like this, but it's a havmi in a teres koyim and advises of a moir de gazach. We know that the shiva yomim of Sukkis of the dalad minim starts from tesavov tishrei. That's what it said in the pasuk before. But chamisha also yomim chayidish hashvi. There was a havmi in the teres koyim that the basukkis peishvu shivas yomim starts afterwards. After you finish the 7 days from tesavov to chaf aleph tishrei of dalad minim, and Karbonis of Parshas Pinchas, then separately, Basuka is Teish Veshiva Siyamim, from Chof Beis Tishrei till Chof Tes. I don't know what they would do with the Ben Azmanim, but that's what would be the Havmin in this Torah's Koinim. The Maskon is not the Darshan from the Pasuk Nishtazoy, but this is a Grois of Bosses, this Torah's Koinim, to bring out a meridic point that it's two different Yom and Toivim going on here in Sukkot. There's the Dalad Minim system and there's the Sukkot. Grad it is on the same days. There's the Havmin Nishtazoy. Grad it is. Who didn't we know in the Karbonis? It's a fascinating idea. Sukkot is a Tuppel Yom Tif. If on all the other Yom Tov we bring one ayil and shiva kvasim, on Sukkot we bring two elim and arbasre kvasim. It's a double Yom Tov. The Purim Bechlal exploded. It's not 13 and go down, but instead of just one, but the ayil and the kvasim is doubled because Sukkot is a separate. There's a separate Yom Tov over here. It has to do with the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkot cycle, and there's a separate Shalish Regalim cycle. They were nizamnu lepundik echad l'sukkah echad. I'm just showing this Torah's Koinim is a vise to the extreme of this word. It's a big arichas, this word, to how the, it's even meduyik if you want to really work it out. Mitzad the psukim by Sukkot it says Mekorei Kodesh, by the Dalad Minim it says Shabbos, and the diukim are different. Over the Shoresh Advarim, that there's two Yom and Toivim that are be'em, separate cheshbonis that happen to be together. Tzugit Rochen Tzazam. They say over that the Gra told one of his Talmidim that it's Kedai that he should become a Baki in one Masechta, Bezunder, that he should become a Baki and know what Yoshev HaHofach. He should know Ganshas, but Bezunder to know certain one Masechta. And this Talmud took upon himself to learn Masechta Sukkah, and he came on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. He came to the Goyim, and he told him he wants to be Fahari Taka, prepared Sukkah, Yoshev HaHofach, he knows Sukkah, he wants a Fahari Masechta Sukkah. So the Goyim said, if only Goyim, he said, fine. How many times does it say Rama Gamliel in the Masechta? How many times does the Ramachlikas Rameir in the Chacham? How many Sukkot Psulim are? How many Sukkot Ksheir? Azoi. The Talmud, the way the story goes, didn't exactly know the answer to these questions, and then the going started being moined them. To moin is over Kesef and Margolius, he started counting out how many Machlikas there are, how many Pratim there are. And it came out in the Cheshbin that there are 85 Sukkot that are Pusul, because that Sukkot without a Vav is 85. And Sukkah with a Vav, Sukkah Bishlei Musoi, is 91. There are 91 Sukkahs Ksher. The Olam is now starting Sukkah, Kemboi Nikzayim. But that's the Sukkah. The Aruch HaNer brings in the Bikur Yankiv that Sukkah is 91, because 91 is the two Sheimas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. And the Shem Agnus is 65, and that's the letters of Sukkah. Sukkah has it on a Chav Vav, that's the 26, and it has a Samach Hei. That's a Sukkah. A Sukkah is the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's the Shechina. But when you go through Masechta Sukkah, you have to realize with all the Kol Proteh V'Dikdukeh, if it's a Sukkah, then it's a Sukkah. If it's missing one prat, it's Chamsa Merubah Mitzilsa, it's 6.5 Tvachim instead of 7 Tvachim, it's a touch too big, too small, too wide, too this, it's missing a prat. It's not a sukkah, it's a piece of wood, it's garnish, it has nothing. No, it's niche. It doesn't have kedusha, sukkah, nothing. If it's a sukkah, in Torah, if it's ois gotten with the tukeh, proteh, adasoif, yamot is a sukkah. Yamot is a sukkah. And the sukkah is mamish, shmoy shal kadosh baruch. So what then in Svarim, that sukkah, if you spell it out, samach, vov, chod, hey, you spell out the word sukkah, there's a clown gemach, we've done this before, you spell out the word, samach is a samach mem chof, vav, various ways to spell vav, but you spell it out, here it's vav, like this chesed, vav yud vav, chof, pei, and hey aleph, hey also there's a few ways to spell it. Aber, if you spell out sukkah, it's 248. 248. 248 is Avram. 248 is Avram. Avram Avinu is the representative of Lechtech Acharai, that he went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He left everything he had. Say! Say is 91 also. Say, Nidiras Keva, the Gemara says. Say is 91. Say, Nidiras Keva. Avram Avinu was that Spitz Musig of Lechtech Acharai. And that's why the Sukkah is Avram. Now the Pasuk says, the Sukkah is a protection. Lashon of the Pasuk, the Gemara Darshan, the Rand of Zion. Mizerem mi Matar! Zerem is 247. and Mutter is 249. And the Sukkah is the protection, Mizerim u Mimotar. Gnoi, punkt. Avraham Avinu, 248. Not Zerim, not Mutter. It's exactly the Ramachivar. And a person goes into the Sukkah with his Ganser Ramachivar. We mentioned that the MS, the Sukkah is one mitzvah where a person goes in. As far as I said, you go in even with your mud. You go in. Gate the rhyme and everything. But your Sukkah, you go in. You're kol-kula, you go into the Sukkah. There's one other mitzvah that a person goes kol-kula into. It's Eretz Yisroel. And it's brought down this forum. A Sukkah is Diras Arai. Arai is the Rosh Avis of the Gevulis of Eretz Yisroel. Akko, the Gemara Mishnah and Gittin Avbeis. Akko, Rekem, Yam, and Ashkelon. That's Arai. That's Eretz Yisroel. A Sukkah is the Diras Arai. When a person's in a Sukkah, it's like he's in Eretz Yisroel. And if a person's like in Eretz Yisroel, and he is in Eretz Yisroel, and he's learning Masechta Sukkah, it's nothing. It's not shy. It's Mizerim u Mimotar, and it's 248. And the entire Sukkah is also 248. Interessant, the Cheshvan hold up with me. A Sukkah has to be 7 by 7 Tfachim. A Sukkah has Schach. How much Schach? Not Chamsun Rabbi Tzilsa. How much Schach? 7 by 7. It's 49. A Sukkah has to have walls that are 10 Tfachim high. The first wall is 7 by 10. 7 Tfachim wide by 10. The next wall is also 7 by 10. The third wall is only one tefach, shlishis afilu tefach, so it's 10 tefachim times one. The sukkah also has to have a floor. It's a shayla about it, you have to see later in the sukkahs. But the floor of the sukkah is also 49. If you add that all up, that's exactly 248. The dimensions of the sukkah is also is ramach. The dimensions of the sukkah is ramach, and the gematria of the sukkah is ramach. And a person has to lay the harayin kol kuli, the ramach yivarim to the sukkah. Yisrael v'iraisa v'kutshibrichu chadu. If the sukkah is b'chol diktukel, and the Ramach Yivarim dimensions b'chol diktukeh, and he goes around taka into the tzibusa de nusa, and he's maimin that the sukkah is ois kehalten, and his mesech the sukkah is ois kehalten, and he gate the rain in them, so he's zoicha taka to be yoshev ilu de nusa, and he's zoicha to ashros ha-shchina, and he's zoicha that the Ezra Hashem from the dearest Arai, we should be zoicha taka sukkah's dover anifoles, and here we may know.